The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
We are talking about men and mental health, breaking the silence. So let's get to the first question this morning. Why do you think men find it difficult to openly talk about their struggles?
Well, let me say that the source of this issue does not start in adulthood. It starts in childhood. Now, at a very early age, boys are taught that they are not allowed to express the human natural response to hurt, pain, and sadness. So because sharing of deep emotions are frowned upon or even sometimes shamed, when boys are formulating their ideas about themselves and the world, they learn that withholding their feelings is a mark of masculinity. Now, this leaves us with a problem. Now, the concern is that if they are not able to express their feelings in a natural way, then they may express it in an inhumane way. And from the research, we are seeing that men are more likely to engage in criminal behavior. So one of the things that we are seeing is a correlation between emotional intelligence and criminal behavior. So our boys are not taught how to identify or manage their emotions. All they know is that they should not express it. Now, these emotions go somewhere. They don't just disappear. And sometimes when it is expressed, it comes through aggression. So in my work as a counseling psychologist, I see men who have gone through significant life stressors, such as job loss, you know, divorce and breakup, alienation from their children, and all they feel is anger. However, once they are able to express their feelings, to process it, now they are better able to be equipped to even express to their partners, their children, how they feel. And in turn, family life, you know, it becomes better. So they struggle because this is how men and boys in our society, they have been socialized.
And what are some of the warning signs that a man may be struggling with his mental health, even if he does not openly talk about it?
I think this is a very important question, you know, and it piggybacks from the first question, because men are not taught to express and share their struggles. So one of the things that we can do is look for patterns. So, for example, if you know your partner, your neighbor, your brother, they love football, and all of a sudden, they have no interest. You know, this could highlight that there is something wrong. If you know a man to be very outgoing, and now he becomes withdrawn, this is an indicator that he may be struggling. And the opposite is also true, because we also forget this part. If you know a man who is usually reserved, but now he is extroverted, making impulsive decisions, this is also an indicator that he may be struggling with his mental health. So, all in all, look for the patterns. That will tell you if a man is struggling.
So, anything that is not normally within their day-to-day movements, expressions, would be an indicator of that.
Definitely.
What role can family, friends, workplaces, and communities play in creating safe spaces for men to discuss their mental health?
Yeah, everybody, we all have a role to play, because when men's mental health is affected, then it trickles off into the workplace, into the family, our communities. So family is the first social institution for most men. So families are to teach boys that it is okay to express their emotions in a healthy way. Friends can also be supportive, you know, take on that supportive role by regularly checking in on their friends and letting them know that they are not alone. So maybe sharing from your experience so that there is a level of mentorship happening. In the workplace and communities, they can emphasize mental health through psychoeducational sessions, you know, and really promoting that men should seek support during difficult times. So it's not only about promoting it, but implementing strategies and referring men to receive support when they are struggling.
And the next question, if you could give one message to men who are silently struggling with stress, depression, anxiety, or emotional pain, what would it be?
No, I would let men know that you are not alone. As a counseling psychologist, I see men daily struggling with similar issues. Now, the first step is usually the hardest step, which is taking time and acknowledging that you need help. Now, needing help is not a sign of weakness. Knowing that you need help is actually a strength. So help is available for you. There are persons who care. There are persons who want to support you. And even us at Equilibrium, you know, we provide that confidential space to support. So reach out if you need help, or if you see someone who is struggling, you can let them know that resources are available. Your life could turn around, but it starts with reaching out for that help.
Now, you and your husband, Pastor Bevan Benjamin, have written a book entitled Called to Be Dad, A First-Time Father's Guide to Confidence, Connection, and Becoming the Dad Your Child Needs. Can you tell me more about it?
Well, first of all, we are excited about this book because it started from an inspiration when I completed my master's program. You know, the thesis was entitled The Impact or the Effects of Interpersonal and Healthcare Support on First-Time Fathers in Rio Claro. Now, this book addresses one of the main issues that men face, which is fatherhood. And more specifically, first-time fatherhood. You know, men would come and they would explain to me, now I had to share my wife. Things no longer the same. You know, how could I bond with this baby? It feels so weird. Now, we aim to address this issue. So some of the topics that we would explore is how to support your baby, even when it feels awkward. You know, how to build your child's confidence, how to support the mother of your child, and how to discipline with wisdom and not fear. So again, we are excited about this project. It also comes with a workbook. We understand that men are very busy, so it's not a huge book. Right, you can read a chapter in about 15 minutes and begin implementing immediately. So it's appropriate for new fathers, fathers who have young children, or men who just want to be great fathers in the future. So to get your copy, you can WhatsApp us at 376-3760 for delivery nationwide, but it's also in Tobago at Books and Office Supplies and also at Educators Bookstore right here in Tobago.
And I guess it will be just in time for Father's Day.
Just in time for Father's Day.
All right. Ms. Benjamin, thank you so much for joining us today. And here's to another session next week of Equilibrium Talks right here on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Same to you.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.